Before you take dominion in the earth, you're going to have to exchange. Amen. You have to learn to move up into the realm of glory. So many of you are waiting to see lightning and thunders. Listen, sometimes that's a one-time event for most people. You don't have to see lightning and thunders to receive lightning and thunder. You need to learn how to move up into His Word. You need to learn how to see by awareness. We teach you that. Learning how to understand and move through His Word, piercing the veil. The Word will pierce the veil every time. You don't have to wait to feel the glory. The Word will deliver you into His glory. Amen. We teach you how to take certain scripture and move through them, piercing the veil, moving in to the high places, moving into the throne, moving into the River Jordan, moving into His righteousness, moving into the Father's love. And then these last couple of years, God introduced us to the face of God, which I know a whole lot of you are not ready for, but you need to understand the face of God is the final frontier, the body of Christ. The face of God is the done realm of God. It's the completion. Any man or woman that has touched or gone into the face of God, they end up speaking from the realm that was, is, and is to come. All limitations just taken off of them. And that's the glory of the face of God. It's not just going into an encounter with the face of God. You encounter Him with His Word that's already finished. You know, God has spoken a lot of finished things over your life. He's spoken things that are now like instructional things, but He also speaks from a finished realm. The Lord would fast forward a lot of times with His disciples and speak from a finished place. You are complete in Him. You were raised together and made to sit together with Him. Not going to be, you are. Say, I am. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting on a little wooden stool up in heaven somewhere? You're sitting in His throne. What is His throne? The house of David was reassigned in the heavenlies. He's the King of glory. And you have been given a seat of royalty at the throne of God. That is now in that realm. Amen? How about this one? You have been justified. To those He justified, to those He glorified. You know, in the work of redemption, you've already been legally glorified. Legally, your old man has died. He was crucified. Not going to be, already. God deals with an already realm. He deals with a realm that's done, a realm that's complete. He deals in that realm, and if you don't get to that realm, you're missing, we're missing, and that's what we're endeavoring to do, is not only get to the realm, but bring the finished realm here. The whole prayer, the Lord's prayer was, Father, Thy will be done or accomplished, manifested into the earth as it is in heaven. If your faith is not appropriating heavenly things that are done, how are you going to get that will here if you're not receiving anything that's done? When you stand praying, believe you receive. You have to receive from the done realm and then decree it finished here. The will be done. If you're not receiving anything that's done, how are you going to get anything done here? So you got to go receive the done realm. What gives you that capacity? Your eye of faith to see things that are finished. He lets you see things that are done. I will that you be with me where I am, that you may behold my glory that I have with the Father. He wills it. Well, the Lord's will. He already willed it. It was His final prayer. With open face, beholding Him as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord changed into the same image. What image are you being changed in? A finished image. A done image. He wants your eye of faith looking at something that's finished. Looking at something that's done. Amen. How do I do that? You got to get in the realm to do it. And that takes a lot of work. Well, it beats getting beat up here by the devil all the time. If we're going to bring revival, revival of glory, the rivers of Zion that flow, the rivers of Ezekiel 47 where overrides death, if we're going to receive those waters, we're going to have to go where those waters are. He already stepped in. The Lord showed it in the day. He stepped into His own resurrection. He walked right over into His own resurrection. As He is, so are we. He did that to display who you are. He's already finished you. That's why He said the glory within Christ in you, the hope of glory. We know the glory will be revealed. What glory? The glorified body is already locked inside of you. It's a seed. Christ in you was birthed. You were born again. Not only did he put Christ in you, he put Christ through you. He put a finished work inside there. There's a body that's going to be revealed from within. That is already pre-programmed seed. That's the glorious thing about a seed. You plant it. It becomes astronomically thousands and thousands of times larger than its own self. There's a body that he planted inside of you. He finished the work of redemption. He stuck it inside you. That's why we can get access now to the glory that's within. He said the resurrection would rest upon our mortal body, that life would rest upon our mortal body. We're the generation that's going to override. Amen. Glory to God. This is the realm I live in. This is the realm I'm looking at. I don't want anything else. I told on the other day, I'm not good for anything else. I want this. I want the realm. I want the realm of God, the finished realm, to come into the earth and manifest. I want Ezekiel's waters to flow where everything that's dead will live again. All the people that know God in this nation, where is his glory? It's coming. Praise God. Where do you find glory pouring out? Where the eyes of the blind see, the ears of the deaf unstop, lame or walking in me. Wherever that's at, I promise you ambulances would pack the parking lot within days. You wouldn't have to go advertise or build anything. They would pack the place out. You couldn't even get into the door. The needs of humanity so great. And this is what we're going to see in these last days. But God's reserved something glorious in the last days too. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Praise the Lord. So Zechariah 4. All right. You should know this by heart. It used to be Mark 4. It's moved to Zechariah 4. Such a powerful chapter. There's so much in this. There's so much to come. Verse 9, just for time's sake. The hands say hands. I don't know about you, but you got to find yourself in the Word of God. You might be the donkey he rides, but I found we are the hands. We are definitely integrated into this chapter. We carry a message. Most of that website comes out of this very chapter. It was given 37, 38 years ago. God just spoke it. It was amazing. Didn't understand what he was saying at the time. It was so long ago, there wasn't internet yet. He said, my glory will flow to all seven continents of the earth. And I started arguing with him because I wasn't very smart back then. He goes, I'm sorry, but there's nine continents in the earth. And so I had to call a librarian. You didn't have an internet you could type this stuff into. It wasn't like that. I had to call a librarian. Instead of making the trip, I called. I said, how many continents are in there? She said, seven. I said, list them to me. Okay, thank you. I said, God, you're right. I'm wrong. I remember that. He gave me that remembrance because there was no internet back when he gave me this word. It was just getting started. I know that I didn't have any access to it whatsoever. Isn't it amazing? Now you just type something in and boom, the age of knowledge has come to fullness. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel, I say, they've laid the foundation of this house. This particular house he's talking about is a latter-day house. The restoration of the house of David. Christ reassigned the house of David into the throne. He never sat it up on it in the earth. God said he would. He sits upon the heavens now. He sits on the throne of David because Acts 2 is very clear that he sits on the throne of David in the heavens, which God took the throne and reassigned it in the heavenlies. He's going to bring it all back. That house will be brought back into the day of the church as a witness. And then he's going to fully establish it after the 7-year tribulation. Amen. He's bringing it back in. But the hands of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation. A lot. We have definitely part. There's a lot of people speaking about this, but we are definitely part of those hands. Say, I'm a hand. He also speaks later in Haggai chapter 2 at the end. He says that I'm going to make thee as a signet in the hand of the Lord. The signet ring of authority of the king is coming into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Lots of stuff coming, praise God. So he said, lay the foundation of the house. I remember when we were finishing, and if you really know the website, you'll understand there's been a lot spoken about this Latter-day House. We've been given a very clear message. It's not yet for multitudes because it hasn't unfolded. And, you know, there's a time that everyone will have ears to hear, but the foundation building, I remember when he finished the message on the face of God, what we understand the face of God. If you want to understand the face of God, you just got to get in there and listen and listen and listen to your eyes open to it. Because the revelations is what causes you to release. You can't go walk up into somewhere you have no revelation for. That's like trying to get a Baptist through the living door into the heavens. It's not probably going to happen. They have no revelation. They have no grid for that. If you want to walk with God, you have to have a grid for where you're going. You have to see the unseen. That's what his word does. It releases light in the unseen realm. And then you protect what you've received. You protect the eye of your heart because the enemy's coming after it. He wants to convolute. That's why there have been times where it's made easy and now you can't see anything because you let the door get covered over. But people who do it all the time can walk right through the door. People who do it all can walk right up to the mountain. People who don't struggle. And the reason you struggle is because your eye has been convoluted. But if your eye be single, I remember we did a study on the single. If the eye be single, which was haplush, yeah. The word single there, eye be single.
So alpha, pleko, alpha means Christ because he's the alpha. And then pleko means to weave together like a basket. So if your eye is singularly interwoven into Christ, then your whole body, your whole spirit man will be full of light.
So alpha, interwoven into the alpha. Praise God. Say interwoven. You got to keep yourself interwoven into God. As you do that, you'll move into heavenly things. That's why this realm is not for everyone. It's for those who want to know God. But once you do, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like being in the high places because you're not convoluted. When you're in the humble places, you learn how to get out of the convolution. You're not bound by earthly things. Amen. And if the enemy comes in to try to bind you up, you just escape. Praise God. But today, I want to talk to you about this realm coming because it's happening more and more. It's amazing. So they laid the foundation, said the hands do finish. He already spoke the end. But I remember telling Chuck and Cody and Anna one day, I said, I think the foundation is completed. They're like the face of God. There was a completion of the message. And now there's an activation. See, all of this map has been supported by whole series in the Word of God. And that's how they were built. So we're not just moving from something we just look at. It was built over years of series, one after another, one going up, one coming down. Say one going up. One coming down. So this is what I want to talk about, the coming down. I want to, it's a preview of things to come. I'm going to share with you what's happening, what I'm seeing, how this is going to work, how dominion's going to work in the body of Christ in the last days. It's very powerful. Listen, dominion is not just going to fall on you. Dominion is an operation you walk in with God. You understand what brings it. You understand how it works. You understand how the enemy is being defeated. If it's just an anointing that's falling on you, that's going to be anointing within measure. With anointing without measure is something that's cultivated, developed, and operational in the earth. And you understand how it works. You understand what brings it. Everywhere the Lord went, there was glory everywhere. Except for Nazareth, glory was everywhere, all the time. There were many times everyone in the vicinity of where he was healed completely. Virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. Amen. Even the woman that came and grabbed at his garment, virtue flowed out of him, and he felt it. He carried living glory. He carried it. Dunamis creative power. He was a carrier. And that woman touched him, and she pulled it out. And he said, who touched me? And they said, look, the multitudes are thronging you. And he said, no, somebody touched me. I felt virtue. Somebody pulled the virtue out of me. That's how we're going to operate in the end times with the Lord. Amen. Verse 10. For who hath despised the day of the small things or the small beginnings? I think we qualify for that. the small beginnings. Actually, small beginnings are not a bad thing, especially if you're a foundation builder and you're a birther. You don't need to be convoluted with a whole lot of activity. Too much activity will move you away from the purpose of God. Amen. God knows how to bring in who needs to be there, and he knows how to move out who doesn't. Amen. Why? He's keeping what he needs for his birth. Amen. There's a living word in this house. It's all around. I'm gonna try to get you a visual of that today. Amen. So who despises a small beginning? They shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand or hands of Zerubbabel. He's the king. Where's hands? With those seven. The eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro the whole earth. This is mentioned in Revelation 5. There's the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Because it's end time. This is a time where the seven spirits of God will come out. So I'm going to give you a visual in the time that I have left of the plumb line and what I'm seeing and what the Lord showed me how it works. Because it's happening more and more now. Zechariah 2, if you'll back up to Zechariah 2. Verse 5, and he says, "For I saith the Lord," we can go to verse 4, "Thus saith the Lord, run, speak to this young man." Lord, that's me, praise God. I'm a young man. Hallelujah, saying, "Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for a multitude of men and cattle." He's speaking of multitudes. Amen. "And for I saith the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire," say a wall of fire. Around about, say around about. Get used to the word around about. "And I will be the glory in the midst." So there's a wall of fire around about. Wall of fire around about. This is the same thing he did at Jericho. He showed this model. I call this the Jericho model. He encompassed Jericho. The priests, there were seven priests. That was like the seven eyes of the Lord. They were blowing seven trumpets. That's the trumpets of the Lord. Those are found in Revelation 5. And then he said, surround Jericho round about. Walk around about. The reason God does a roundabout is what he's doing is he's denoting a position or a place of dominion. I know you're a big faith man, and I know you take on the world, but before you take on the world, you're going to have to take on a place. Amen? You're going to have to carve you out a place of dominion. Your dominion, when you exercise faith, should be a very specific, targeted position of faith. Now, we like to call it the plumb line. And the reason we call it the plumb line, as the Bible says, is this instrument, this plumb line instrument, it drops down, say down. It's not built from the ground. It's built from a position that's elevated. Say elevated. Just like when you go up, you come down. Amen. So you have to ascend before you ever start this position of authority. It works so well if you'll do the map, because in the map, you're going to exchange. You're going to change on the way up. When you come down, you're Superman. When you're going up, you're Clark Kent. Amen. You got to make the exchange, because if you try to exercise dominion when you're all beat up and you're carrying the weight of the enemy, you're not going to get anywhere. Your faith is going to get pushed out. But if you'll go up and exchange and get into the glory and get loved and stand in his righteousness and get clothed, you'll be in a greater position to manifest dominion into the earth. God is going to raise up people that are going to take dominion in the earth. But when this is dropped down, it's dropped down as an instrument, an alignment instrument, and it drops from the heavens into the earth. And like the way we see it is, I'll be a wall of fire around you. So it's going to be a position where this drop down. It's not going to drop down all over the earth for you. I mean, you can't take on the whole globe at one time. You'll never get there in your faith. So you have to drop down in your place of a God-assigned authority. I can drop down over my home. If you want to know what your home looks like from above, just go to Google, type in your address, and zoom up and down. Because that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be zooming. Say, come on, let's zoom. We're going to zoom up. We're going to zoom down. So when I want my house When I come out from that realm, I like to step my feet down in the spirit. I like to acknowledge I'm back. I will acknowledge my address. So if I'm doing this over this house, I will acknowledge 10640 Joe Drove. And I'm seeing now. Now I want you to understand this because you're going to get there. Believe it. Say, look at your neighbor and say, you're going to get there. Some of you are already there. Praise God. But what I'm seeing is a cylinder roundabout. Say a wall of fire roundabout. Now that cylinder is not 10 feet tall. That cylinder starts in the heavens. It's dropped down into the earth. But what I see is the contents of that cylinder is that map. If you turn that map flat, put it in the heavens, and it goes like this. But really, it goes like this. It's swirling. And when it starts swirling, it starts dismantling. Everything in that map's going to get established, and everything that's not according to that map is going to get moved out. So I'm seeing a wall of fire. What's the wall of fire? The ministering flames of fire. Our God comes with fire. His chariots as a whirlwind surround. I see the angelic armies of heaven. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. He's sending out his armies. When Elisha told Elisha, if you want my mantle, you'll need to see me. He came down. The mantle came down. The whirlwind came down. The chariots of fire and the horsemen came around. When you're dealing with resurrection life, you're going to always see a whirlwind. There's going to be a whirlwind. He came in a whirlwind, say a whirlwind. And Elisha saw the chariots of fire and the horsemen. He lies, Master, I see you. And the mantle fell. Amen. And that same glory was upon Elisha on the mountain. All those angels, remember Gehazi saw, he said, Master, we're surrounded by the enemy. He goes, greater is he that's with us than he's in the earth. And he said, open his eyes. And the whole mountain was covered with the angelic armies of heaven. See, Elisha knew he had an awareness. There was angels all around. I see the ministering flames of fire swirling from heaven to earth. I see warriors. I see breakers. I see, there's a Bible calls, I'll send the hornets before you. Those are a specially type angelic host that go into the heart of the promised land to wreak fear into the hearts of the enemy to say, God's coming. Get ready. Sending out the hornets, the cherubim, they're the ones that come out from the throne of God. They're the glory. They're the ones when you're worshiping God and all of a sudden everything shifts into glory. That's because cherubim have come in. They're bringing the glory into the midst of the earth. The cherubim, the glory, I'll be the glory in your midst. I see this all around like a wall of fire and it's from heaven to earth. So when I see this, I'm seeing like a cylinder, a translucent cylinder, so to speak, that's like comes from heaven, it drops down in the earth. Now everything inside that cylinder is where I'm centering my faith. This is not a Sunday morning message, but I'm going for it anyway. It's a Father's House Sunday morning message. I see that cylinder. So Tuesdays, you'll see us do this, but I see everything in that cylinder belongs to God now. So I'm going to start addressing some things. There's a third heaven, a first heaven. The third heaven wants to kiss the first heaven. But to do that, there has to be second heaven removal. Third heaven, kingdom. This is first heaven. Second heaven is the devil and all his principalities. So there's prince of the power of the air. Principalities, powers. So I'm not trying to tear the one down over the nation. I'm trying to one tear down the one over my life. I want to be a walking cylinder of glory. Everywhere I go, the kingdom goes. Amen. Walking open heaven. Hallelujah forever. Woo! So I'm going to address, say, Zechariah 10 says, this is the generation to walk up and down in his name. Say, up and down. Up and down, up and down. So I went up, now I'm coming down in his name. So his name is written, Jesus, King of glory, from heaven to earth, all the way down the plumb line. That means anything inside that plumb line is going to get removed. That's where my faith is being directed. So I begin directing it. Second heaven influence. Prince of the power of the air. Atmospheric heaviness, atmospheric bondages, anything in the atmosphere, I'm going to dress head on now. I don't wake up addressing that. I come down clothed in the armor of God. But then I start addressing the principalities and I said, remove in Jesus' name. Be dismantled in Jesus' name. I'll stand in the top of the plumb line and plead the blood of Jesus all the way down. The blood is in the throne in the third heavens now. But that blood can be appropriated all the way down the plumb line, cleansing the atmosphere, removing all the enemy. Then I'm going to start addressing things like debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction. I will address my body. Sin, sickness, disease, remove yourself. And I'm loosing the things I just received in the heavenlies. That's why I don't get sick anymore. Because that stuff can't attach itself to me. Because I command it to go. I'm not just commanding. I've already received. I've already stood with the Lord in the resurrection. I'm loosing what I've received in that realm into the earth. I call forth the dismantling of the law of sin and death. That thing you were born with, your spirit was delivered, but it still works in your body and your soul. I call for an end to it. A dismantling. I call that the sycamine tree. Jesus said you could speak to that sycamine tree, be plucked from the roots and thrown into the sea. I speak to that thing. I call you be dismantled. I call for you this day to wither and die, be plucked out. The Bible says sin has no more dominion over you. You've been delivered from it. Positionally, it already died. I'm executing a position Jesus already said was truth. It already died. Die! I am a vessel of life and life more abundantly. So I'm going to address the enemy. I'm going to address every curse of the atmosphere. I'm going to address sin, sickness, debt, poverty, lack, need, destruction. Go from me. Remove yourself from these borders. This plumb line belongs to the Most High God. All that's in it is now a Garden of Eden. This is where our faith is developing right now. This is faith. It's appropriating a finished work of heaven being brought down in the earth. You're not going to get this stuff overnight. But when you do get it, the devil, he will start obeying you. Wouldn't that be nice? The Bible says every mountain will be made low. Who art thou, great mountain? In the same chapter, Zechariah 4, you will become level ground. Mountains will start bursting and breaking forth before you. They'll become level ground that you walk on. The God of peace will put Satan under your feet. In the plumb line will be as a Garden of Eden. There'll be enemies all around, but they won't touch you because the wall of fire, your faith has developed a wall of fire around you. Things will go well, but once it starts activating, life will start manifesting in the plumb line. Glory will start manifesting. The crown will start manifesting because the seven spirits of God has come in to inhabit the plumb line. And everywhere the plumb line goes, heaven is manifested. You see the difference of just shouting something out in the earth or taking a direct dominion, a focused dominion on what God has given you. When you do it, you'll get skillful at it. You'll be able to see what you're doing. You'll know what you're doing. You'll know who you are. You know who you represent. The name of Jesus. And in that plumb line, you will give the enemy no right to exist or operate. Eventually, all second heaven influence above you will be torn down. You will live in a continuous open heaven. This is what he's speaking of. Glory will manifest continuously. And everybody, that's what happened on the Lord. Everybody got in his vicinity. If they could touch in what he was walking in, they would be healed. And then what the Holy Spirit would do, he'd take what was in him and just whoosh, pour it out. That's why anybody was in his vicinity most of the time got healed, because they got up inside his plumb line. He told Nathanael, he said, you'll see Jacob's ladder today. He's basically saying what Jacob saw, this must be the house of God. He saw a foretaste of what Christ would be. And now we're his heirs. We're going to walk in the same thing in his name. He told Jacob, he said, Nathanael, you'll see it today. The angel will ascend and descend upon the Son of Man. You'll see the open heaven upon the Son of Man. If you're going to have an open heaven, you will have to have angelic authority with you. You have to become aware they're with you. I remember a man wrote in the book, and he was getting all kinds of angelic authority. One time he saw an angel just standing around. He said, why y'all standing around? Because they never tell us what to do. We're subject to their faith and they don't ever give us any instructions. We have to stand around and wait on them all the time. Your angels are getting lazy. Your angels are sitting around bored. They like to fight, but they work according to your faith. The Bible says the ministering heirs, flames of fire, sent to minister on the behalf of what? The heirs. There is a whole class of angels that are signed to the heirs that are sent out because you know who you are. They're flames of fire and they're full of authority because they're sent for those who are the heirs because the heir is in operation with God. Booyah. So the ministry claim all those inheritances, I see them. So now the Lord, I begin to see this plumb line starts turning. Our God cometh with fire. His chariot is a whirlwind. I'm starting to see this thing. At times it'll start sometimes slow. One time in Tuesday prayer, I just saw it turning very slowly, but it was so full of peace. The whole place got inundated. It was, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, there's peace in the plumb line today. And man, this things the enemy was fighting with is just broke and shattered right off. Eventually it's going to shatter all darkness. There won't be any darkness around you. There won't be any darkness in you. Sometimes God has to, he's walking with you too and you got issues. And he's got to override the issues before more authority, but he's working. That's why I wanted that plumb line. Swirl around me. Dismantle the law of sin and death. Dismantle pride. Dismantle that narcissistic foulness. Dismantle the orphan spirit. Dismantle the darkness. Dismantle generational dysfunction. I call you to be dismantled in life and soundness of heart and mind to come and manifest. Amen. If you're going to be a warrior with God and you're going to defeat the enemy, you're going to have to learn faith at this level. If you want to see, you got to learn to develop because faith will develop and develop and then it'll start working. It's going to work over cities, be a wall of fire. Go to Proverbs 10:15. That's what I see when I'm saying swirl. If you see me in worship and I'm doing this, I'm not just doing this. I'm seeing that map swirl in the spirit. I'm seeing the seven spirit. I'm seeing the angelic host. The inheritance is coming in. The glory coming in. The cherubim bringing the glory in. I'm seeing every part of that swirling in the atmosphere from heaven to earth. I got a really good visual of it because I do it all the time. So I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. And it's amazing when that happens, the worship will start shifting. And then when it really starts turning, everyone will start clapping at one time. When they, on a song they don't normally clap in. And when it's not, when everything's flat, no one's doing anything. When that plumb line's moving, like today worship was real strong, the plumb line was moving. I could see it. What it's doing, it's bringing freedom and liberty in the atmosphere and people respond to that. Eventually you'll walk up into a total open heaven. You'll be rather be here than outside. But you can be an open heaven. You are the windows of heaven. You are the open heaven. You are the gate of the Lord. But these things have to be developed and it will take work. This is the kind of work Christians don't like to do. It's the work of faith. Jesus said, what must we do to work the works you work? He says, you want to work? Learn how to believe. Well, I believe the Lord. I believe I'm saved. And that's not what he's talking about. You're going to have to learn how to believe. Because he said it, he that learns how to believe upon me, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. If you really want to know what it believes, living water will flow out of you to the world. There's so few that have ever attained this. But we are a generation, resurrection. We will obtain the glory of God. Amen. We're the generation that's going to dismantle the law of sin and death. Our body's going to start lighting up with the glory of God. God's going to start lighting like he did Solomon. He's going to light up our body. Our temple's going to start lighting up in the glory of God. Why? Because we're getting close to the day of the resurrection. He's bearing the witness that day is coming. And we're overriding the law of sin. And that's what this is really about. Anything in the plumb line, and I'm inside it, it's going to turn to God. Not me as God. It's going to turn to freedom, liberty, glory, love, peace, joy, all the fruits of the Spirit are inside the plumb line. Abundance everywhere. How'd you like to wake up to abundance everywhere? But listen, there's a war. There's a war. Sometimes your old man will start manifesting instead of the plumb line. Because the enemy wants to keep you in your old man. And he'll manifest double, triple what he would normally. Because the enemy's trying to empower him while God's trying to empower the new man. And you're in a battle, but God's going to put the old things down. He's going to shatter the old things. Don't get moved by the warfare around you. Stay focused. The God of peace will put the devil under your feet. He's going to use your faith to put these things under your feet. Hallelujah. Shaka booyah. Proverbs 10, verse 15. That's not it. No, 25. As the whirlwind passeth, so the wicked will be no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. The whirlwind will remove wickedness. The whirlwind will remove and dismantle, and the righteousness will be the foundation. Amen. Woohoo! Praise God. Psalms 50 and 3. You're kind of close there. I didn't even realize it'd be a whirlwind. It just started happening in the spirit when we were doing these Tuesday prayers. I started seeing that thing turn, and when it was turning, one day I got caught up in the whirlwind. I went, it was glorious. I'm like, whoa! So I started looking at the scripture about the whirlwind and found out God's in the whirlwind. Say, God's in the whirlwind. Watch this. He's going to bring beauty. Verse 1, Psalms 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. He called the earth from the rising sun and the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come. Say, our God shall come. He will not keep silence. A fire will devour before him. That's the wall of fire. Amen. And it shall be a tempestuous whirlwind round about him. You see it? That's the plumb line. It's glorious. Who? Isaiah 66:15. Isaiah 66. This is one of my favorites. For behold, the Lord. When he says behold, you need to look. He's telling you focus your faith. Look in the eye of the heart. Behold, the Lord comes with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger and fury and rebuke. He's rendering his rebuke to the enemy. We want God to come in and render rebuke to the enemy. Because when he comes in, the devil will run. That's why every time you got in the presence of the devils, they screamed out. They can't stand the glory. They can't stand in it. We want him coming in as a whirlwind. We want him swirling. Your faith will do this. You're going to learn to do this. You are the generation. It's not one person. He said a generation. Zechariah 14 will walk up. Zechariah 10, he says it's a generation that walks up and down in his name. Say up and down. A generation. The Lord's waited for this generation. He's waited a lot longer than you've waited. He's waited for a time a generation will show forth the praises of them who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light to show into the earth. Ezekiel 47, waters. Everything that's dead will live. You gotta arm yourself. You gotta decide. If you're here, it's because God called you to this. You gotta decide. Do you want to get beat up the rest of your life? Because it's not just going to fall. How many of you figure that out by now? You have to get into agreement with what already is done. We're in the time now. We're watching the whirlwind go out. We're watching in a prayer right before the elections. It was like a week before. I saw the whirlwind swirl. We were in Tuesday prayer and it goes around Pennsylvania. It was swirling up there in the north, all through there. We didn't even know the election result, and all of a sudden it all turned. It was amazing. I'm not saying we had all to do with it because there was a lot of ground people, but I saw that whirlwind swirl right there, and that was the pinnacle turning of the whole election. It was going, now look at what's being dismantled over our country, and I'll close with this. Look at, now this end time church, listen to this, is not just a church like Sunday morning church. It's the kings and priests that will rule and reign. It's a dominion that's moving out with kings and priests. Now the glory's fixing to come out, but the kings are already moving. Trump is king, all his cabinet, every one of them know the Lord. You listen to them? Do you ever listen to people he's appointing? They all know the Lord. Pete Hegseth, he's in charge of our military. He's a general. Think of a general with King David. He goes, I'm answerable to the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I serve. I mean, they are purging wickedness every day. They're removing wickedness from our cities. They're doing what the church didn't do. The kings have come in. They all know the Lord. They're coming in. Media's been overturned. They're turning right now. If you're not paying attention, you're missing the treasury. The Shebnas are being fired right now. This weekend, the Shebnas got started being fired. Elon Musk walked right into the treasury on behalf of the orders of our King David. Trump. He says, go into the treasury. He walked into the treasury. These people, they've been ruling over the treasury for 2 decades. Have not disputed a single transaction. Their orders were anything that comes to your desk, pay it from the treasury. And they started looking at things. 90% of the treasury officials do not even come to work in an office. And yet they're charging, it was like, equivalently, I think it was $1,700 per bagel that was being released. The coffee cups, $1,250 per coffee cup that was delivered, and they were paying $1,250 for coffee cups that they're not even using. Nobody's there. And all of a sudden they're bringing this light. The guy comes in and says, we want an account of everything. And the guy says, nobody's ever asked us. He retired. He said, I stepped down today because he knew he was a devil. 20 years these people have been in there. Releasing free money, your money, from the treasury. And Elon Musk comes in there. Read about it. Go Google it. You'll see. And they're all stepped down. They all said, we stepped down today. Because they knew they're evil. And all Elon's saying right now, because he just started this like Friday, he goes, you cannot believe the stuff that they've been doing for 20 years unopposed. Sending money out to all this money, when we're saying all this money is going out to the nations. Hamas, they're sending it to terrorist organizations. And nobody is stopping it. They say all this foreign aid stuff, it ain't going to no babies. It's going to terrorist organizations. It goes into the hands of wicked people, and it never even arrives down into where they sent it. That's why the poverty stays there and all that money's going out. It's been a huge washing machine of money. Send money out, bring it back in. Unbelievable what they've been doing. All the while we're thinking, oh, so God is already cleaning the house. They're in the treasury now. They're getting up into the military. The military has not balanced, the Pentagon has not balanced its budget once. Not once in the last 16 years. The Shebnas, Isaiah 22 is happening before our eyes. God is cleaning the house up there. The kings are already moving. He's getting ready for the rule and reign. He's going to bring glory right out of his church next. You're watching it all unfold. Pay attention to what's happening out there. Pay attention to who Trump's putting in office. They all know the Lord. Even his hardliner border czar, Tom Homan, he's a Catholic. He goes, I'm a Catholic and I believe in borders. And he's strong as steel. I mean, he doesn't even wink when AOC, she was firing off at him. He didn't even blink. He said, they're here illegally. They'll go home. You can't have a country without borders. Nehemiah showed us that. They had to rebuild the wall. It's the first thing they did when they came out of Babylon is rebuild the wall. God's building our walls. He's going to deliver and he's going to yank the Babylonian system. We're going to be walked right out of that system. Watch what will happen in the financial realm. We got to clean the house first. Trump is moving so fast, they can't even keep up with him. The kings are moving out. The priests will come. God will collide it all together on a glorious day. We haven't seen the plumb line yet. And yet God's already moving with a plumb line. He's moving with the kings right now. He will be moving with the church next. They are part of the church. I need you to see that. They're part of God's church. When you see church, they're activating God at a governmental level. They didn't get that in the early church. They were under Rome. And Rome weren't believers. Rome persecuted them. We're under a government of God with freedom and religion. And God's going to release the glory in the midst of it. It'll be protected governmentally. It'll be glorious. He already said, if you listen to what Trump's saying, he said, listen, we're about to start, instead of the internal revenue service, we're going to do an external revenue service. We're going to start tariffing these nations because there's imbalanced trade deficits and we're having to pick up the trade deficit. Our Texas governor, he's come out and said, hey, Canada, our GDP is greater than your whole country. Ours is greater than Russia, just Texas alone. Nobody's going to mess with the United States. Trump knows that. He's not going to bow down to these people. It's glorious. He started speaking the other day about the years of 1880 to 1913 was the greatest prosperity America ever had. And he goes, there was no taxation to the citizens. There was no income tax. It was funded by tariffs. He said there was so much that Teddy Roosevelt inherited, and that's what he started all those programs. But 1913 is when they started the Federal Reserve. He's telling you what he's doing without telling you. He's about to upend income tax. The nations will start paying. Trade. He's going to upend the Federal Reserve before it's done. You're not going to have Haggai chapter 2 without the Federal Reserve being upended. I'm just telling you, look out. These things are in happening, and the church is about to come out with glory in the midst of this. It's not going to be this church we've seen all these years, a powerless church. It's going to be a church that's going to spread its wings with power and glory. It's going to come out from this covering, underneath the covering they're putting, and God's going to go whoosh, and this whole nation's going to be filled with the glory of God. Big time harvest in the earth. Get ready! The Shednas are being fired now. All that's going to drop down. I had to get over my issues. I said, Lord, you're doing so much up there. Don't forget about us. I started to get an issue. I had to ask the Lord, forgive me. I see prophetically what's happening. And our time to come out of Babylon is now. Whole church age will be delivered from Babylon. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Praise the Lord forever, the King of glory. Let's all stand. I'm excited. Plumb line was turning this morning. So when you see us praying like that, that's what's happening. Get a vision of how this is going to work. Start implementing. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Decide you're going to be a person. I'm telling you, it'll separate the men from the boys. You go up against the devil. You go up against strongholds. You want to remove him, a principality, out from the atmosphere you dwell in. Well, he's going to fight back. You're going to find out what you're made out of. Are you going to buckle? You'll have some of your worst days before you have your best days. You'll be at your worst at times and think so low of yourself because the enemy will fuel every stronghold in you to try to move you off course. And you won't have good days at times. But when God comes in, it'll all get shattered. He'll put the devil under your feet. Forgive, let go, loose, and stay in faith. I'm going to say this to you. If you're going to let go of something in this life, and there's times you're going to have to let go, don't let go of faith. You cannot afford to let go of faith. If I'm going to let go of something, it's not going to be faith. Faith will always be number one. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah.